Take two.
It's the greatest podcast on Wednesdays at 9.
Well, just that we know of. Greatest podcast featuring Ian at 9 p.m. on on the East Coast.
Right. All right. Ray, do something before Donkey Teeth explodes.
Okay.
Tonight's going to be nothing but excitement. Yeah, this will go too much longer.
Oh, no. That was awesome.
Kabam.
Perondiac smoked him. He was distracted typing, and he didn't even make it into the room in time. Lock it again.
But he was just typing out a really long burn against Ray.
I know! The ultra-rare Ravesinger. On his birthday, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Monster.
It was his birthday.
It was his birthday.
Just don't end up with a baby you gotta sell.
Oh, man.
It'd be really funny for one person who does not listen to this show, I'm sure, to hear.
Yeah.
It would make me laugh.
Yeah.
And it did make me laugh.
It did. It was fine.
Sundrop, man. He's getting into it.
Hmm? Oh.
Samurai left to go get a sundrop. It's like a product wing
of product of my favorite bottling company, Keurig Dr. Pepper Company.
Yeah, because... Suddenly, you know, Keurig went from nothing to made so much money off those coffee pods that they could start buying up everything else.
That they bought
Dr. Pepper.
The remaining third, like, they were like, well, what's Pepsi have? All right, what's Coke have? All right, what's left? All right, I'm taking it all.
Yep. We'll have all the other third-party products. All your doctor are belong to us. All right, are we ready to start the show?
Do it, Doug.
All right. Hey, True Believers, welcome to the 388th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Sneaky Bean 15 on here. I'm on here. And we got this really old guy. His name's Ray.
Hello.
This is the week of 7-12 through the 19th here in the 2023s still. In your 7-day 4-star crash!
My kidneys.
Another of the Titans. On Monday, you had Scott versus Hulkbuster and Teen Gene. Did you blast your eyeballs to victory?
Half of them. I beat up on Teen Gene, and I'll see what I can do about Hulkbuster after the show.
What do you? Oh, you have Enchant, huh? Yeah, I got two reds, one each. They went down instantly.
Yeah. Coming up, number next is going to be Scorpion versus Sandman. Scorpion does things, right? He makes a multiple attacks. He does that, right?
Yeah, he does a multiple attack. That might be a little rough.
If he gets all those shields and stuff out there, he can. Yeah, it can be trouble. In Storyland, you got Strange Sights is running right now. That'll get you Elektra, M'Baku, some Gwenom. Placement is Clea and some Jeffrey. Meat Rocket and or Groot is next. Spider-Rex, Clea, Jeffrey. Placement is a new character.
Ooh.
And some High Evolutionary. Soul Season still running. Right now it is the Emma Frost, Do You Mind? So you get Emma, Teen Gene there. Placement is Jujubes and some Silver Surfer. In the news!
Oh!
Yes?
I don't know. It was a big intro. I was bracing myself.
Oh, in the news! It's Ray's birthday.
Yay!
Hooray! Happy birthday, Ray.
In other news, hey, we got a new character. Hey, it's Silver Samurai.
Wow. That was really, sometimes it is the obvious answer.
Right. Yeah. I just went with that there was no way it was going to be because it seemed way too obvious.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't think I can properly pronounce Kenuchio. Kenuchio? My Japanese is very, very bad.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm just going to avoid it altogether. Call him Silver Samurai.
Yeah. 4-star villain, mutant, mercenary. 7 red, Tachyon Blade. Deal damage to target and destroy a selected column. Plus extra damage for each enemy special tile that is destroyed. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. Passively, Silver Samurai ignores damage reduction from enemy projectiles. As you go up in level, this is a, you know, E in power, damage goes up.
Nice. Yes.
Yellow. The bargain basement of four. Four yellow AP. Silver Samurai moves to the front, converting a random tile, prioritizing enemy, strike, attack, or projectiles into a two-turn countdown tile, targeting a selected ally. While on the board, this tile increases Silver Samurai's chance to block damage by 10%. And any time the protected ally would take damage, Silver Samurai jumps to the front, taking the damage instead. Weirdly, the passive on the yellow power unlocks the passive on his black power. Get there in a minute. As you go up in level, once you get up to level 5, it's creating a 5-turn countdown tile that increases your block chance to 35%. The black power, teleportation ring, 7 black. The next time Silver Samurai would evade or block damage, his counterattack deals increased damage and steals red. Passively, Silver Samurai has a 15% chance to block his enemy's strikes, taking only 45% of the damage. Whenever Silver Samurai evades or blocks damage, he counterattacks, dealing damage to the target. As you get up this to level 5, the active counterattack deals 100% increased damage with a 30% chance to block, taking only 30% of the damage.
Huh.
So it's kind of interesting. He jumps to the front and doesn't take all the damage, effectively, so while not being affected by enemy shields and letting you blow up entire columns. But man, only 4 to make that, make him jump into front power.
Yeah.
So you get that going right away. The other 2 are only 7. That's not so bad.
So what gets unlocked?
The black passive gets unlocked by apparently you just having a power in the yellow. It just seems strange.
Yeah.
Like, how often are you going to be running, you know, I suppose when you first get them, until you get 1 in the yellow, you don't have the black passive, I guess. But
that's all just a weird setup. But okay. All right.
But yeah, it says passive teleportation rings passive is unlocked.
All right.
Yeah, I don't understand why one passive you need to unlock a different passive. There's got to be some mechanic in the background that happens somehow, but I don't know what. Maybe if you're affected by one of those powers that reduces your levels down. Nah, they don't reduce you below 1.
Yeah,
do they?
No, I don't believe any of them do.
Yeah, they don't reduce you to 0 in a power.
How odd.
I don't know. I don't know. In the feeders, he is going to feed into 5-star Hitmonkey. So that's nice. I like Hitmonkey. Story, Beat Rocket and Groot, covers and shards in placement there. His welcome to shield is going to be the 16th through the 20th for shards and recruit token for a shield offer there. Thick as Thieves covers and shards in there the 17th to the 21st. In Magnetic Mayhem, Magneto's Versus in the 13th December to the 17th, cover and shards there. His Versus is called Storm of Steel. It's going to run the 16th to the 20th. Covers and shards plus a recruit token in there. In the Silver Samurai and Foes Vault, Adianum Vault, 3 4 stars, 1 being Silver Samurai, 1 Domino, and 1 Rando. So there you go. Nice new character. It's not a retread of somebody else. This is super exciting.
I believe he has also been mentioned previously in the, I'd like to see him someday.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we had a survey, and he won.
Yeah, true.
Would you like to take a survey? So there you go. In other news, in the MPQ developer notes, kids, there is a Chasm nerf incoming.
Yay!
I think it said it's going to be in the next few weeks. Let me try and... Shoot, I closed the page.
The developer Q&A?
Yeah. I think it said 8 weeks with the next...
Chasm's rebalance has nearly finished testing rounds, and we're hopefully going to see it live in the next 8 weeks or so.
There you go. So there's some other characters they say they're working on some balances and fixes for, but the folks who are looking for a Chasm nerf coming your way to a game near you. Or this game. What else you got in the news? I got nothing.
I also have nothing.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
All right, then.
Yes, there it is.
Let's move on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, AI gets extreme. Ultron edition.
All right. Let's see what I can find out about five-star Ultron, Age of Ultron. He is a villain. He is blue, black, red. His blue ability is passive. Zero blue AP. Each turn, if there are five or fewer friendly strike, protect, or attack tiles on the board, Ultron converts a basic tile adjacent to one of these tiles to a strength 111 of the same type. If there are more than five, he improves a random one by 111. This scales up in a nice linear way. He's creating a strength 255 or improving by 255 to a maximum level of 1,028. That's slow but significant in a way, I suppose. Gravitational Force, 8 black AP, creates a two-turn black countdown tile that destroys 1 AP in the target's strongest color each turn and stuns them for one turn when it's expired. As that scales up, we're destroying 3 AP in the strongest color, stunning for 2 turns, and the countdown tile is fortified. Lastly, for 7 red AP, you can fire energy beams. They deal 1,523 damage. If there are at least 6 friendly strike, attack, or protect tiles on the board, this damage cannot be reduced. Ooh. Then create 2 strike tiles, strength 91. As that scales up, we're doing 8,450 damage and creating a 415 strength strike tiles. If there are at least 4 tiles on the board. So all that comes down, all the good stuff goes up. I don't have any Ultron to comment on, but I don't see him a lot in the game. So that leads me to believe that he is not well loved. Or perhaps not good.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I ran across an Ultron.
Nobody uses Ultron. He's at best C tier.
Yeah, I mean, I just never see him anywhere.
I'm probably going with D tier.
That's fair. They can't all be winners.
He could join up with What's-Her-Name on My Life on the D list.
Okay, Samurai says he's officially, he is C tier.
Hmm.
I don't know. I have him at a 214, so obviously I don't do anything with him.
I have him at a 553, level 453, and I don't do anything with him.
Well, that's because you're running the wrong build, Ray.
I guess.
The internet says 535. What's wrong with you?
I'll go right out and change him.
It'll fix all your problems.
So, however, just to back this up, so Ray, you were also correct. In this tiering system that Samurai is pushing forward, I guarantee you there's an imaginary S tier. Yes. Because we can't let that garbage go. So he really is a D tier. Because your tiering starts at A, I assume. Like sure. A normal human person.
I have accepted the fact that for some reason we have gone to S. I have no idea why, but... I
have no idea why I've decided to draw a line in the sand, but I have.
Oh, right. There are 3 S tiers now.
What?
Because it's S plus, S, and S minus, and then A plus, no. L, A minus.
Nope.
No, yes, that's
Craig,
ridiculous.
Come back onto this side of the line with me. It's glorious.
That is ridiculous.
We can be obstinate about nothing for no reason. Yeah.
Come on.
No, oh, come on.
I'm on board with Enos. We could have just went, just add more letters down the chart then. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, whatever you get to.
Right.
S plus.
I'm fine with just A, B, C, D, F. Just like the grading system in school.
Right.
Why is there no E? I don't know, but there isn't.
I also don't buy this chart where the S minus has Shang-Chi in it.
Right.
How is he not S plus plus?
Well, because he can't defend. The AI uses him like crap.
Yeah.
That's why he's S minus.
Yeah.
Do I agree with that? No, okay. I think that still makes him S tier. But
yeah, that subreddit tier list is garbage.
Yeah, you know what isn't? This show. This show is S plus plus tier.
Yeah, I think 3 plus is Ian. I think we're really moving
right?
it up
That's
a notch.
That makes sense. Plus, plus, plus. One for each puzzle warrior.
Oh!
Yeah!
Maybe that should be the top tier in this subreddit. It should be Puzzle Warrior level, then S plus, then S, S minus. If it gets up to Puzzle Warrior status, that's the top tier.
Kaysen points out that Ian said that exactly as he was typing it, that we were S plus plus. Very nice.
Nice.
And Teeth was apparently on board. He says S stands for stupid.
It's a double secret, stupid.
Wow, everybody was synced up. That was a fun time. And that's what Sonny and Zand are.
Let's move on to acting. Thank you. What we got,
Ian?
All
right. This week, we are talking about, you guessed it, Johnny Depp as a Marvel Cinematic Universe character. And we will be starting this journey with none other than birthday man extraordinaire, Ray.
Ah, really? yeah.
I don't know, it's your birthday. You can pick, but I like to go in order.
You can defer, I guess, if you like.
No, I just had to look back and see what I, because I don't remember at all. I remember Johnny Depp, thinking about Johnny Depp and going, I don't know. I actually have two, and I don't know, I can't decide. All right, so I'm going to go with my A, my pick A, but I don't know which, if I would actually want him to do A or B. So I'm just going to go with A, so I don't spoil anything for anybody else. But my thought is Mephisto.
Hey, not bad.
I think that his playing an evil character in that Harry Potter offshoot movie, he was really good. I think he can really do evil, and I think he could really do Mephisto.
I agree, because he's the right kid. He's not just evil or cruel, like he is. Malevolent. He is sinister.
Yes. I like those words.
Sinister is a different character.
Boo.
I mean, he could try and play sinister, too. I mean, I don't know.
He can, because that's who I picked. Way to blow up my spot, Craig. So I picked Nathaniel Essex. I think he would look cool. I did a lot of, research looking at some sketches of him, because I thought, less so the classic one, where he wears his hair only in the high and tight, but the newer Mr. Sinisters, I feel like with some fun makeup, Johnny could slide right into that role and it would be awesome.
Okay.
All right, Craig. What you picked?
Yeah, it's terrible and I don't like it. I already want to change it.
Okay, good. It's bad and you should feel bad.
It is bad and I should feel bad because now I think of it more. I picked Gambit, but really the more I think of it, Gambit really it can only be Channing Tatum.
You're not digging yourself out of this one, dude. With Channing Tatum.
I think Channing Tatum would be the perfect Gambit. So, man, I screwed this up. So, in a very poor choice, I picked Gambit. Don't pick that. Instead, save Gambit for Channing Tatum.
Okay.
I don't know if Channing Tatum's on our list, but if he does show up, that's my answer now.
I'll have a hunch what you're going to guess that week if he's on here. I don't know. I'll check the list later and see where he is.
Yeah, it just hit me all of a sudden. I'm like, oh, no, that's not right.
Oh,
at
yeah,
all.
He's on the list.
Aha!
Yeah, it'll be a...
There you go. Whoa. Spoiler, I'm picking Gambit.
Terrible. Love it.
Move on. I flubbed that something fierce.
That's all right. Thanks, as always, to Thespify.
Thespify.
Next week, Craig, who do they have to look forward to?
Oh, Hermione!
Well, no. Let's call her Emma Watson, just so they know that she can do other things.
Oh, okay. I've never seen her in anything else, but I know she has done other things. I have not watched them.
Okay. I've also heard she does other things, but I don't know what they are.
Yeah, there was that, something, was it Wallflowers?
Yeah, something Wallflower, yeah.
Yeah! Yeah.
I did not see it, but I know she was in that.
No, but did you see who is up for all kind of Emmy Awards? Dan Radcliffe as Weird Al Yankovic. Mm.
Nice! I enjoyed that movie. It was fun.
Yeah, that movie got like 8 Emmy nominations.
It was just so ridiculous. I mean, just...
It really was. It
ridiculous.
Was... Yeah.
It's also going to be ridiculous? Barbie. Going to be ridiculous.
Oh, I'll see that someday, but yeah. I'm totally
going to see Barbie.
Wolfman Jack was so good, Craig.
So good!
It was the best.
Yeah.
It's the highlight of that. But, yeah, I mean, am I ever going to see Barbie? Is it going to come on streaming, or is it going to be on Paramount Plus? Because if it's going to be on Paramount Plus, I'm never going to see it.
I'm hoping it shows up on, Netflix, or, HBO Max, or just the Max.
Yeah, that would be nice. Just the Max. Yeah.
You know, does the Max have the Max on it? Can I watch the Max on the Max?
I don't think so, because isn't that
that's a Paramount property, isn't it? Yeah, so it's owned by Paramount, isn't it?
Yeah, that's on Paramount Plus. See? It all comes back to Paramount Plus, not a sponsor of the show.
I know, that's the problem, is there are shows I want to watch, and I'm always like, I don't want to give Paramount any of my money.
Yep, I agree.
Like, there's a couple of Star Trek shows. Like, I want to watch Picard. I want to watch, Brave New World? Is that what it's called?
The other Star Trek.
Yeah, the other Star Trek. I want to watch that, but... And then I'm like, oh, I don't want to give Paramount any money. Stupid CBS. I don't know. At some point, they'll move Survivor to, Paramount Plus, and then I'll be forced to pay for it.
You pay money for that show?
I love Survivor. Always have. Since day one, I've seen every episode of Survivor that there's ever been.
Did that start up again?
Soon.
Oh, okay.
Big Brother hasn't started yet. It's got a delayed start this year. I'm not sure why.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out for both of those.
Yeah. Let's move on with the Ian segments. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
I'm skipping ahead.
Okay.
Man, I am skipping all the time. Let's go to the mailbag featuring Willie.
Okay.
Man.
All right. This is going to be kind of difficult because there's like people with pictures, people posting all sorts of stuff in here.
Uh-oh.
So first, over on the Reddit, Samurai, who we all know and love, said, just for you, Ian. And he posted this image. Apparently, he bought two cases.
Two things of Diet Sundrop.
Two tubes of Diet Sundrop.
Okay. I hope they work good. I mean, not much of a diet beverage kind of guy, but... Sorry. Parandiac was... or Parandiac. Your choice. Definitely challenging your description of a 12-pack of soda as tubes.
What's the tubes? It comes in tubes.
I'm going to let it slide because I call it pop, so I assume it's some sort of weird Ohioan thing.
I don't think those existed when I lived in Ohio. Maybe. Yeah.
Tubes? No.
I think by definition, tubes have to be round, right?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Can you have a rectangular tube?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know the mathematics.
I don't know. Once it starts getting rectangular like that, then it turns into conduit for me.
Man, I didn't know my tubes comment was going to be the...
it's got its own segment now.
All right, well, let's completely derail. TJ, our author over on the D3 forums, he is not happy. So, and I haven't read this whole thing in advance, so I'm going to try and censor as I go. He says, F the effing joke dinosaur characters. I loathe these two, not just because they're joke characters, but because they're taking spaces that could have been taken up by characters we all want, like Batroc.
I was on board until you got to Batroc.
As for the clue, we're not through with Batroc. I haven't read the rest of his comments, but I know there's more Batroc. As for the clue, I'm surprised everyone's overlooked the obvious choice. Glint of a Blade implies the characters whose big deal is he has a sword, and the swordsman not only was a reformed villain who became an Avenger during the Steve Englehart's run, but he was Kate Bishop's stepdad in the Hawkeye TV series, and his big deal was he had a sword. Or it could be Swordmaster, the character introduced in the All-Asian Agents of Atlas mini, who also had his own mini, and is, along with Arrow, the character who's done more than slip into obscurity. Well, as it turns out, it was even more obvious than that.
Yeah, but I liked all those hypotheses.
Yeah, I would have been good with Swordsman or the Swordmaster.
Mm-hmm.
He also says, after rolling Johnny Depp in my head for a while, the character I came up with is Jamie Braddock, the reality-warping, off-the-wall brother of Captain Britain's Brian and Betsy Braddock. I can just imagine Depp just sinking his teeth into that lovely, lovely scenery. I will also admit to a flash of him as Pete Wisdom, but I think Jamie is a better fit. I don't know who Pete Wisdom is.
He was like a British agent who dated Kitty Pryde for a while, if I remember it.
Hmm. Okay. I don't know. I can tell you, though, the TJ author knows more about Marvel characters than me any day of the week. So, but also on the D3 forums, Daz0273 said, actually, this is another image, so I got to get ready to paste an image here. He says, if we get Batroc and he does not have a power that is simply called Leap, then I'm probably quitting. Fun fact, Batroc kicked Batman in the face, like we would all like to do. And there's an image of Batroc saying, "Hello, mon ami. That is your jaw, and this is the foot of Batroc de Leaper."
I do want to kick Batman in the face. I mean, I don't know. It would go horribly for me, but, you know, conceptually it sounds fun.
Is it Ben Affleck in the Batman suit?
No, it's billionaires in general.
Oh, okay. Because if it's Ben Affleck, I also want to kick Batman in the face.
Nope. I would go the other direction. I think he's a cool dude.
I mean, in the realm of billionaires, I mean, Bruce Wayne's about as good as they get, man.
Yeah, I'd still want to kick him in the face.
Yeah.
I got plenty of kicking after that. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'll stretch that day.
I was going to say, there's get you a few to start with.
Yeah. Kicking day.
It's like boxing day, but it's like kick a billionaire in the face
right.
day.
And it's like whacking day. It's like whacking day from The Simpsons.
Oh, right.
The Simpsons did that. Hey, that's it. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
I feel like you're right. Donkey Teeth just posted that Johnny Depp should be Turner D. Century. He's right.
That would be amazing.
Everybody should be Turner D. Century.
Everyone should be Turner D. Century.
Stupid straw boater.
Oh, so speaking of a side event of Johnny Depp, which has nothing to do with Johnny Depp, by the way. Have you guys seen, I did not know this was a thing, there's a Willy Wonka preview or prequel coming out?
Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah.
It's been in the works for like 6 years now.
First I saw it was the trailer like yesterday.
Oh.
And it got to, what's his name, like Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa? And I'm like, I'm on board, I'm totally going to see this movie. It's coming out for Christmas, I'm like, yep, I'm going.
Yeah, that was an easy sell for you all
it
the
sure
way.
It sure was.
I knew that. But yeah, it looks decent.
Yeah, I enjoyed it enough that I'm like, I thought Chalamet looked good. I said, and then once I got to the part where Hugh Grant was an Oompa Loompa, and he made a joke that once a song starts, they have to finish it. I was like, I need this movie.
I'm just surprised you've never heard of it.
Know anything about it until it popped up on, Google News feed or something. I was like, wait, what?
Ah. You know that there's going to be a show on Disney Plus about Ahsoka coming out soon, right?
Mm.
Yes, that I've heard of.
Have you seen the trailer?
I saw parts of it.
I ever? It looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks incredible.
It's so exciting and well cast. Gosh darn it, I can't wait.
Now
I'm getting
that.
Too excited. I got to dial it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. When's that coming out?
Not soon enough.
This year? Except this year.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has to wait until after Secret Invasion is done for sure.
Right.
But I think that's only a 6-episoder, Secret Invasion? I think it's only 6.
8. Oh, Secret Invasion? Yeah, I think Secret Invasion is 6. Yeah. Ahsoka is 8.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's that soon, but that would be a window for, Disney stuff of give you Secret Invasion, wait a couple weeks, and then start the next one.
So is this going to be our last watching of Ray Stevenson acting? Was this the last thing he recorded?
I think so. I'm sure there'll be, I don't know that there could very well be other things, but not that, as notable as this.
Hmm. Gotcha.
Apparently, he's also in something called Gateway to the West, which is also in post-production. Ooh. But I don't know what that is.
Clearly, it's about St. Louis.
No, it's when the Great Mongolian Army is about to invade Europe in 1242. It doesn't expect that Hungarian castle and its priest will stop it. What?
That sounds awesome.
I hope that's based on actual history. It says history.
As long as there's someone at one point stares out the window and shouts, "God, come on, going!"
I was just picturing him as the Hungarian priest and having some sort of like weaponized version of a cross and just smashing the skulls of the Mongols as they're
fantastic.
Coming out.
I did that as a character once. Had like a big Celtic cross as my cleric weapon, and just bash people with it. That was fun times.
I want to see that imaginary movie I just made up.
Where are we at, Craig?
Craig? Has anybody seen Craig?
Are we done?
Sure. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie.
I said thanks to Willie like an hour ago.
Oh, I know.
I remember.
Well, I did. I was too distracted by that Willy Wonka movie. I want to see it after I see Barbie, apparently. All right, once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want
to pump. And we just want to pump you up. All right, we got boosted characters. That's great. That means there's no alliance event this week. So, let's see what's going on. 3-star, Dr. Doom. Stronger attack tiles. And more damage out of his purple. Yeah, that's it. Demons and purple, boosted. Gambit, magic, Punisher. Red damage is improved. And Molotov cocktail damage is also improved. Thanos is doing his thing, so his court death damage will be increased, as will his... Is it Come and Get Me? I think it's Come and Get Me. All right, here we are. 4 stars. We've got Agent Venom. His red is going to deal more damage, and even more so if you have enough AP. The first half, Military Might, is going to be boosted in damage, and then you hurt yourself slightly more with Alien Weakness, and Take Cover does a lot more AoE. Then we've got Anti-Venom. Let's see. More healing, better repeater damage, and wiping out of special tiles. And then a bigger burst of healing with the red blade. He's pretty good. He does some things. He's got more AoE with his green, more healing with his green, bigger strike tiles with hunger, and more damage with bloodlust. We also have Miles hot off his new hit movie. What's he doing? His surprise does a ton of damage, and his venom blast does a little bit more damage. Soon to be the featured character, soon to be a Deadpool nemesis, Scorpion's coming up.
Get over here.
And he is boosted, so you get more AoE and better buffing from his acid spray. Those series of strikes Craig was talking about, those will all be improved and larger strike tiles. And now on to everybody's favorite, boosted 5 stars. We've got Abigail Brand. She is boosted this week. So blue makes stronger attack tiles. Purple will deal more damage and better healing out of her brand loyalty yellow ability.
I saw the list of those power names and went, I have no idea who that is.
She's another 5-star that is you don't run into very often.
Yeah.
She's going to go team up with Ultron on the C-list.
Well, sure, why not?
Daredevil is boosted this week. Yellow, Fighting Spirit. It does makes bigger strike tiles and heals more. The countdown damage from the green is improved. And more bonus damage if your enemy is stunned with the sonar strike. We've got Odin. Yes, Odin is boosted this week. Let's see. His yellow, the incoming damage will need to be higher for him to jump in front. Deals a little more red damage. And his burst heal and strike tiles out of blue will both be improved. Cersei is boosted. Let's see what she is up to. Her green, better buffing of special tiles. Her yellow, more countdown damage. And in her purple, her cosmic path, bigger strike attack and protect tiles. Let's see what Samurai has to say about this motley crew of boosted characters. 4-star players will be able to punch above their weight this week with Agent Venom and Blade. If you normally play a SCL-7-8 and you have either or both well covered, it might be worth going up a level in PvE. And 5-star players are going to get the most punching power out of their Daredevil and whoever you have with efficient stuns. Don't ignore Cersei. She is some of the best board control in the game, being able to effectively remove a color for 3 purple. Okay, that's fair. I don't know what any of our abilities does, so I'm going to trust
her. She is fantastic at the puzzle event.
Oh, really?
You got to get so many of a certain color or just get certain color off the board. Yeah, seriously, all day.
Nice. All right, well, listen to me now and believe me later. That is who is boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's go Ian again then.
Oh, man. That guy.
Let's hit over to Pop Pop.
Pop Pop. All right. I don't know what the clip situation is like this week.
Oh, I got one, I think.
Either way, I will tell you a snippet about the band Dreamcatcher For those of you in the know, they were previously Minx, but now they are Dreamcatcher. Again, this inappropriately large 7-member group. I mean, when I give you these hot take critiques, I don't mean to diminish the band in any way. I'm sure they are talented and work very hard at what they do, but I didn't enjoy them. They were very forgettable. I listened to a second one of their songs just to make sure, because I saw the music clip from the music video and they had some pretty exciting costuming, and I was like, oh, what's going on here? And it didn't help. The music still wasn't very good. So there you have it, Dreamcatcher, the ladies formerly known as Minx, doing their best to make forgettable K-pop music.
Was this like some deal where they had to change the name to get out of a recording contract or something? You know, like Prince?
It's fair, but I did not do a deep dive.
Okay.
That's a good assessment, though. All right. Let's talk about today in the world of pop, Dr. Brown's root beer. Now, this root beer isn't so much delicious as it is, you know, an incredibly old recipe and a brand that is still hanging on today. Because for me, I found they had at least an interesting story. Dr. Brown's exists now in a very niche, not too nichey market, but at risk of seeming racist. Ray, I will give you a hint. Dr. Brown's soda is extremely popular in New York City and extremely popular in South Florida. Let me tell you which company rose to fame because they got kosher certified 10 years before Coca-Cola did.
Nice.
And now Dr. Brown's can be found in every Jewish deli on the East Coast. It's actually quite good. It's not my favorite of the root beers, but it's a nice change. And if you need a kosher beverage, that's your guy. So there you have it. Dr. Brown's root beer and some Dreamcatcher. Thanks, as always, to Magnify. I'm always confused by him every week. Right. I'm like, who's this again?
Magnified.
Magnified.
Yeah. Ian, you got Steam open.
No. Nope. I was wrapped up in that segment.
I need one Jeffrey. I'm thinking I'm going to do, what, like 10 and hope to get a Jeffrey, but if I get a Jeffrey, I'm done.
Oh. All right. I see where you're going with that. I made it into Steam, though. I'll hop in here real quick. I'll open a cover. It'll be a 4-star. You guessed it, Valkyrie. Dragon Fang Fury. All right, I'm out. We're ready, Ray. I believe in you.
All right. So, number one is a 4-star Emma Frost. Number two is a 5-star Jeffrey. Jeff, eat
bang!
That. It took me 2 pulls to get a Jeffrey.
Yes, right out of the park. Good job.
So now he is at a 3-4-4, and I've got 1,000 shards, so he will be champ.
I don't know who is listening to the show, but that was some straight-up birthday shenanigans.
I think that's you,
Craig.
All right,
Craig. Dr. Craig, hook us up.
All right, I think I got like 13 of these things, I think. First one, Rubber Stomper. Domino.
Domino.
Meh. Here's a purple one. Spider-Gwen, Gwenum Drum Duo. Oh, another purple. High Evolutionary, The Missing Link. Nova. She-Hulk. Eddie Venom. Prowler. Wow, I'd forgotten that was even a person. Puck. Apoc Beast. Kate Bishop. And Bubbles to round it out.
Bubbles. I have a question.
Yes.
because Gamependium is not, does not have very many suggestions. What's a correct build for Jeffrey? I'm going to ask our audience.
Okay.
Probably Samurai.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't ask me or anything.
But no, yeah, he is definitely checking with the audience, but we're just going to keep going so they have time to type and think about it and post it in the Discord.
All right. Thanks. Then on to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The Podcast Network, which is known as the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We run alongside several other excellent podcasts. To give you a splash of variety in your podcast listening day, you can check out all the shows on the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com. Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
No. Did you get your pool fixed?
No, not yet. Maybe tomorrow.
You're just going to wait till next year at this point?
It's starting to look it that way. I don't know. They took parts back with them to the shop today. In theory, they'll be bringing parts back tomorrow. So maybe it'll be fixed tomorrow.
Oh, that's much sooner than I anticipated.
But, or it might not. So.
All right.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. So we'll see about the weekend.
Right on.
I think that's it then. Thanks everybody for joining us in. We got a little bit of a late start, but we got that going. Blame Ray. It's his birthday. Yeah,
it was my fault.
Comments, suggestions, shoot him his way. Make him pay by making him read a whole lot of things. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner. It's still some hours left in Prime Day. Prime yourself some things. We can be primed.
Oh, prime yeah. For everybody. Yeah, right. You'll have to check on that. Nobody related to or married to me has been buying things through the link, and they wanted to know if it was being successful.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have to yeah. Check.
Yep, I said I'd ask you to scope that out, and then when I see you yep. This weekend, maybe you'll know.
Okay.
Or you can tell me next week on the show.
Sure.
Does not matter. Excellent.
Okay, I think that's it. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, nothing moves me. Good night, everybody.
I wonder who that could be.
Silver Samurai?
Yeah, that's right.
Goodbye, friends.
Black Tom Cassidy, of course.
Good night.